Prophets of Allah. Prophet Hud alayhi salam. A long time ago, in a distant land, there lived a prosperous people known as the tribe of Ad. The men of this tribe were very strong and built great palaces and mansions for themselves. But there were also some poor and weak people who lived there and were treated as slaves. In this tribe, there also lived a man who was good and kind. His name was Hud. He used to help everyone, and all the people knew him as a righteous man and would respect him. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Hud as a prophet and a guide for his people. One day, when the people were worshipping a newly made idol, Prophet Hud alayhi salam came in front and shouted, "O people, worship the Almighty God, as there is no God but Him." One of the leaders of the tribe came to Prophet Hud alayhi salam and said, "O Hud, we know you are a truthful and righteous person, but you should also be aware that all our gods are mighty. Which God are you talking about?" Prophet Hud alayhi salam replied, "I am talking about the one God who created us and all things. These idols that you have made with your hands cannot even protect themselves." Another one of them said, "O Hud, show respect for our gods. We believe in them as our forefathers did." Prophet Hud alayhi salam's words began to anger the leaders of Ad, and all of a sudden they surrounded him and began punching and kicking him. The next day, when Prophet Hud alayhi salam felt better, he went back to the idol worshippers. And when they saw him, they said, "Now what do you want? Go away, otherwise we will beat you so much that you will forget yesterday's beating." Prophet Hud alayhi salam replied, "Your forefathers were idol worshippers and they did not listen to Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, and as a result they were punished by Allah and drowned in the great flood. Being the grandchildren of those who believed and were saved along with Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, why do you now disbelieve?" One of them took hold of Prophet Hud alayhi salam and shouted, "None of our forefathers were as strong and powerful as we are. Their houses were not as big as our houses, and they did not have as much wealth as we have." Prophet Hud alayhi salam answered, "I am the prophet of Allah. You better seek repentance and accept the truth so that He can bestow even greater blessings upon you." Then they came forward, wanting to attack Prophet Hud alayhi salam again. But this time, Allah helped him with a special power, and they all became frightened of him and ran away. As a result of their disobedience, a famine came upon them, and for 7 years it did not rain. The wells began to dry up and water became scarce. Prophet Hud alayhi salam took this opportunity to advise them once more, but they mocked him and said, "Tell your God to send His punishment to us. We are ready for it." The people continued to worship idols until suddenly, one day, they saw dark clouds gather in the sky. Out of happiness, they started celebrating. Prophet Hud alayhi salam went to them and said, "This is the sign that the punishment of Allah is coming upon you. Repent now while there is time." The people laughed at him and said, These clouds only mean that long-awaited rains are finally coming. After warning the people, Prophet Hud alayhi salam left the city with his followers. Soon, a cold wind started blowing, and the people got frightened and started running to their houses. But this wind turned into a cyclone that was so strong that all the trees were uprooted and even their big houses were torn down. The strong wind continued for 7 days until all the disbelievers were destroyed. Prophet Hud alayhi salam and his followers who had taken refuge in the outskirts of the city were all saved. When they came out and went into the city, they found that all the disbelievers had been destroyed and not even one remained. Prophet Hud alayhi salam left that land with his followers and settled in another place to start a new life. Moral of the story: we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful and the most forgiving. However, that does not give us the freedom to disobey Him and do what we want. Rejecting the truth and blindly following falsehood is surely the most incorrect path to tread on. The people of Aad rejected the message of Prophet Hud alayhi salam. Instead of believing in Allah and following the truth, they challenged him to bring the punishment of Allah upon them. As a result, the wrath of Allah descended upon them and they were all destroyed.